Competitiveness is a critical competency to high athletic performance. Great athletes have a strong desire to strive for success in competition. They enjoy competing against others to win, but primarily focus on challenging themselves to reach their optimum level of performance. They measure their success by performing at their personal best. Research has established that the competitive drive is made up of three dimensions: competitiveness, the desire to strive for success; win orientation, the desire to win interpersonal sporting events; and goal orientation, a focus on having personal goals. And of these three factors, competitiveness is the factor that most clearly distinguishes the outstanding athlete. So here are a few keys for you to enhance your competitiveness. Number one, your work effort outside the competitive arena should be even better than your performance inside of it. Competitiveness inspires practice, and practice leads to success. Number two, you may be sticking to the basics of your game and playing it too safe in your desire to minimize mistakes. Highly competitive athletes are risk takers and narrow the margin of safety both physically and emotionally in terms of the probability of success or failure. So remember that your competitiveness begins with your love for the game and playing with passion. So let go and continue to build your expectation of success and build your competitiveness at every opportunity. Yes, fear can be a very damaging thing for an athlete, from performing to their potential, and it can quickly destroy performance. It really restricts physical and mental performance. An important thing for the athlete to realize is that fear is often a perception of what the athlete believes is going to happen, something an athlete creates in their mind that may not necessarily be real. Often an athlete doesn't really know what the future holds, but an athlete creates scenarios in their mind, often negative scenarios, that prevent them from performing well when they need to, in the now and in the present moment. If an athlete is thinking about the future and not playing with confidence in the present moment, performance can be difficult. So let me give you a couple of key things here to help you focus on as an athlete to keep fear out of your game. Number one, build confidence through a well-developed and defined goal plan with great preparation and practice leading up to events. Number two, when playing, keep your focus in the present, not on what may happen in the future or what has happened in the past. A focus on the present will eliminate looking ahead and hesitation about what you perceive may happen in the future. Just remember that often fear is something we make up in our minds and often is not real. Stay where you need to be in the present. Optimism is one of the critical competencies in athletic performance. Great athletes sense opportunities in the face of adversity. They have an overall positive attitude and high expectations of what they can achieve and generally maintain a fairly positive mood. I'd like to give you a few keys to help you enhance your optimism. Number one, make sure you balance your optimistic approach by acknowledging the practical, mundane demands of the day-to-day responsibilities of an athlete. Number two, when you are faced with a challenging situation, look for the benefit, step back from the perceived crisis and recast it not as a catastrophe or threat, but as a challenge and an opportunity. Number three, communicate your positive attitude and enthusiasm to those around you. It's contagious, and other members of your support team will catch it and reflect it back to you. And remember that optimism is not about whistling in the dark. It's really about increasing the quality of the emotional atmosphere around you, which in turn creates the likelihood of achieving your success. Take every opportunity to practice your optimism. Self-control is a critical competency in athletic performance. Great athletes are able to manage their emotions well and stay calm when under pressure. They have the ability to stay motivated and persist in the face of frustration. They're able to manage their shifting moods, to maintain composure, and an optimal level of arousal to think and act and decide appropriately. Staying in control of yourself and maintaining a calm demeanor will enable you to use all of your great talent. Here are a few keys to help you build self-control. Number one, an important step in strengthening self-control is to become aware of what you need to gain greater control of in order to accomplish your goals, and what you need to let go of. Number two, understand what triggers you to lose control. Always write down the things that bother you in a performance situation. You must know what bothers you so you can deal with it when it sneaks up on you in a pressure situation. Number three, respond rather than react to challenging situations by taking a few long breaths. Learn to become mindful through reflection techniques and concentrate on the outcome you're committed to achieving rather than the immediate stressor. So remember, learn to stay calm when you feel the negative emotions calling. Great athletes have great grace under pressure. And remember to always take the opportunity to practice self-control.